morning. This is a very hot and humid day in Colombia. We're in the churchyard of First Presbyterian Church. My name is David Dunlap, the first minister of this congregation. And today we have John Calvert, a true American hero who fought in the Revolutionary War in 1776. Good morning.
Good morning. As you mentioned, my name is John Calvert. I was born in 1734 and found myself joining up with the South Carolina Militia. Actually, when I was 32, I stood beneath the Liberty Tree in Charleston resisting the Stamp Act and taxation without representation.
Now, and hold on. What's this Liberty Tree? Well, this is the Venerable Howe.
Always good to be back.
You two didn't know each other, but we did.
Yes.
I outlived you by 1 year.
Just a little bit.
I may have done your funeral.
You may have. I wouldn't know.
The Liberty Tree.
And I was born 1 year before he died. So, of course, we don't know why, actually, he's here. John was from Charleston. And what got him here? Now, before this church was here, there was a public graveyard here. And so he could have been just buried not as a member of our church, but as a member of the community. But we don't know why he got to Columbia. Now, the Liberty Tree was a tree. It was an oak, live oak. And it was in Charleston. And when Christopher Gadsden and a group of about 25 men got together, they were objecting to the Stamp Act. And so they gathered under that tree, and that's what caused them to start this process. And John Calvert was one of the members of that group.
And he's not, you're not the only Revolutionary War soldier. There's another one just around the corner,
Sure? Yes.
Tell me about the British.
The British were oppressive. They were taking our money. They weren't listening to our desire for representation. So we took action. We stood beneath the Liberty Tree. We resisted taxation without representation.
And it says here, I hope you can read what it says here. It says you pledged to resist British taxation. How about that?
The Stamp Act was putting a charge on every piece of paper that came into Charleston for wills, for deeds, for newspapers, for anything that they had to buy paper for. And that's what caused John to be so upset, because he was a clerk and he used paper every day.
Every day.
Well, thank you for your service to this country. And you are a true American hero, buried in our churchyard.
Very well.
Well, there we have it. Stay safe. We love you all. See you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, and you want to make sure you get all of our content, not just videos, but podcasts and ministry updates, make sure you download our app. If you think you might have missed a video, click on our YouTube channel. A link should be down below. There you can see all of our videos. And if you want to make sure you don't miss anything in the future, hit subscribe. If you want to be one of the first ones to know when we release a video, hit that little bell icon. And if this video has blessed you, and you can think of someone else that it might help, use that share icon and send it to them. All, of course, for the edification of God's people and the glory of His name. Until next time, God bless.